try to go along and use his mind and do things.
You say, somebody, when somebody's getting mad, you might say to him, just what, keep?
Quiet.
What? Would you say what?
Calm down.
Just calm down, just keep.
Yeah, just keep calm.
Keep calm. Okay. What do you call a man who never wants to change, Mr. He's always sure of his own ways, you might say. Don't be so
particular.
Don't be so particular. Don't be so what? Look.
Don't be so hard-headed.
Hard-headed or stubborn?
Yes.
Ornery? Okay. Now, if you got, what happens when you sit out in the cold?
You take self-soap.
Take sick?
Yes.
And it might make your voice.
Yes.
It might make your voice what?
Change.
Say your voice got
cold in it.
I say, yeah, it would make your throat, it would make your voice hoarse. What?
Well, that's the way to get your throat. Catch cold and you go along like that. And it's cold. Of course, I have worked for many days in my life. Snowed all day and you work right on. A many days. It didn't ever give me no cold.
It'd make your voice sound what?
Well, it didn't make me
hoarse.
It didn't make me get hoarse. No. I ain't gonna tell that because it didn't. A lady
might give you a what?
A call.
What?
Might give you a call. A little bit.
Now, you might say, look here. I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sluggish.
I'm feeling a little what?
Sluggish.
Okay, or
tired. You could feel so tired or sluggish or sleepy or something like that.
I go to bed now and at 6 o'clock I'll
wake up.
You might say, he's still sleeping. Better go.
See what's the trouble?
He's still sleeping, so you better go. We got to get there, so you better go.
Huh?
Wake him.
Wake him up.
Wake him up. This person who can't hear, you say he's stone?
Well, you say he's deaf. You can't hear.
Yeah. We talked about a poultice. What would you put a poultice on? Maybe something on your arm?
A leg, a breast, I don't know why.
What would you call that? Where you put it?
Well, if you put it on your arm, you said I'm going to put a poultice on his arm.
And what would you call a place that kind of came up on your arm?
What would you call it? A rising?
Rising or a what?
A carbuncle or a
bort?
Rising or just coil? Bar?
I see.
Yes.
What's the stuff that comes out of it?
Corruption.
Corruption? Okay. If a bee stung you, you say, my hand's still pretty badly.
Hurt.
What?
Swell.
It's still pretty badly. Swell?
Yes.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you got a what?
Wound.
What if somebody took a knife and they
stuck in on.
Okay, you said they stop what? They
stab me.
Stab you? Okay. What do you call a place, Mr. where in a wound that's got to be kind of, you got to get that kind of skin out of there before, you got to burn it out with alum or something like that?
Well,